Hi, guys. This is Annie from Nashville.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Annie.
What's up?
I am a novelist, and yeah? I'm working on a book, and my heroine in the book owns a vintage Oldsmobile convertible, a 58, 57, and at some point in the story, she has to disable the car so the bad guys can't get it. She has no tools, and she has to disable it so that she can come back later and use the car again.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
How does she do that?
Easy.
Easy, yeah. She's going to pull out the coil wire.
Exact. That was my idea.
What is the coil wire?
The coil wire is the...
She's going to be able to open the hood.
Yeah.
And then she's going to take out the one wire that runs from the coil to the center of the distributor. And the wire, the distributor is the thing that looks like a bunch of spaghetti. And because
there's a bunch of wires coming out of
it. It has nine wires coming out of it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's an eight-cylinder car,
uh-huh,
it will have eight wires going to the eight spark plugs,
uh-huh,
okay? And the wire right in the center of this distributor cap, okay?
Is the one
she has to remove.
The center wire.
The center wire, which is called the coil wire.
The coil wire.
And it's probably, you know, a foot or so long.
Oh.
And she can pull this off from both. It just unplugs. You just pull it out.
Uh-huh.
Like you'd unplug a lamp from a wall socket.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to pull this coil wire out and
right,
put it in her pocket or her purse.
Or she's going to put it in her purse, right?
And
yeah,
no one is going to be able to start this car.
Okay.
They can hotwire it. They can do whatever they want. They can jump it. They can do whatever. But without the coil wire, the car won't start.
Okay.
But it will seem like it should. When they try to start it,
right,
it'll go...
Right. But it won't.
But it will not start.
And is it going to be greasy?
It might be. I mean,
well, it might be a
might
little
be. You know, on an old car, it might be greasy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, I thought for sure you'd have to do a whole lot of research on this, but you just
no, we just, well, we
research,
just we just made something up.
I wouldn't have had a clue.
Are you going to send us a copy of this book?
Well, sure, absolutely. Now, it's not coming out until...
Till you write it.
No, it's almost written, but it doesn't come out until October of 2010.
Is this gonna be a million seller like several of our books?
From your mouth to God's ear.
Well, we have a million of them in our cellar. That's what we need.
Right. I think it's going to be like that, right?
Well, good luck.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the help.
All right, Ed. If you need any more, call back.
I will. Bye.
See you later. Well, it's happened again. You've squandered another perfectly good hour listening to Car Talk. Our esteemed producer is Doug the Subway Fugitive, not a slave to fashion, Bongo Boy Berman. Our associate producers are Louis Cronin the Barbarian and David the Calves of Belleville Green. Our web lackey this week is the lovely Catherine Frau Blücher Federlosa, who's covering for Doug the Old Gray Mare, who's spending his vacation at yodeling school. Our engineer is John Cartman Parati. Our production assistant is Aaron Wax. Our technical, spiritual, and menu advisor, just back from the Irvine Roast Swine, Salt Brine, Bad Wine, Pork Rind, Quinine, and Porcupine, Rain or Shine, Dance and Dine, Conga Line, is John Bugsy Lawler. Our public opinion pollster is Paul Murky of Murky Research, assisted by statistician Margin of Error. Our customer care representative is Hayward Jabuzoff. My brother's official co-pilot is Yvette DePence. The director of our Alpine Choir is Leo Leahy. Our long-distance cycling enthusiast is Major Ashburn. Tommy's personal psychiatrist is Manny Luz Cruz. Our optometrist firm is CFI Care. Guest accommodations are provided by the Horseshoe Road Inn. The head of our working mother support group is Erasmus B. Dragon. Our chief counsel from the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe is Hugh Lewis Dewey, known to the non-tenured street performers in Harvard Square as Huey Louie Dewey. Thanks so much for listening. We're Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers. And don't drive like my brother.
And don't drive like my brother.
We'll be back next week. Bye-bye. You can get a podcast of this show, which is number 938, scratch through the Car Talk archives, or check out our clothing and CD collections all over at cartalk.com. Or if you prefer, you can call the Shameless Commerce Division for Car Talk gifts at 888-CAR-JUNK.
Also this week at cartalk.com, Road Trips from Hell.
I assume that this was written by everyone who's ever driven with you.
Hardly. These are very funny stories from our listeners. One I read was about a guy who was 17 and set off to cross the country with his best friend in a VW bus.
Uh-huh.
And for the first few days, he couldn't figure out why everybody was honking at him and waving. Then he realized that the night before he left, his little sister had plastered "Just Married" in huge letters across the back.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
That's Road Trip Stories from Hell on the homepage all week at cartalk.com.
Car Talk is a production of Dewey Cheatham & Howe and WBUR in Boston.
And even though bears put another X through their days until hibernation calendar, whenever we say it, this is NPR, National Public Radio.